the Ice Pirates, robot or not? Oh, my.
Robots and the Ice Pirates. Robots or not?
Oh, no. Don't even know. We'll get there. We're going to get there.
Pimp robot or not?
Oh, my God. Yes. Oh, we have so many people here. The only person who's not here is Joe Steele.
What?
Oh, no. That could swing the balance.
Oh, Glenning in the second degree. Not when you tell about famous people that you know, but when you suggest topics and don't show up for them. That's the
right.
Second level.
This is the second time, by the way.
That's second level Glenning.
That's a classic level of Glenning.
Glenn has too many eponyms. I can't keep track of all of them.
He's out there. He just favorited one of my tweets, and yet I don't see him here on the Skype.
Joe Steele's favorites, robot or not. I think he just automatically, he's got a thing.
Well, because he is, in fact, tweets. A robot.
Ah, well, the name.
Or
he's, no, he's a robot.
He's, yeah. He's,
it's right in the name.
Steel.
Man.
Yeah,
he's,
come on.
He's
steel.
A fake
made
robot.
Of steel. His metal of construction is in his name.
Right.
He's made out robot. Of Joe.
He's just a regular old Joe.
If he was a robot from this movie, he would be Joe Vinyl. Kung Fu Grip comes standard, though, yeah. Which is nice.
We have Tony Sindelar... is in the chat room.
Oh, he's lurking.
Hey, nerd.
Hello, nerds. That's Tony's catchphrase now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe Joe Steele is Glenning us here. Second degree Glenning us here. Second definition in the dictionary under Glenning. The first definition is dropping a reference to somebody who you're vaguely related to somebody who's vaguely related to them. Second definition is you propose something, make everybody do it, and then don't show up for it.
Now, to be Glenned is when everybody yells Glenn at you, right?
Yes.
Man.
Yes.
Or types it in all caps.
All caps.
Right. Man, Joe is even in the knockdown, drag-out discussion that we had on this film previous to the podcast.
That's right. Campaigning for it. Not just suggesting it, campaigning for it.
Well, we'll give him another moment.
There are 32 posts just on the subject of, so this movie, really?
Yeah. Well, the thing that set people over the edge was when Steve was like, hey, guys, it's not that bad. And I was like, oh, no, we've made a horrible mistake. And then all the other precincts were heard from. And
yes,
it's not that bad, but it's not that good.
No.
Oh, no, I never said it was good.
It's not that good.
Yeah. Movies get way worse than this. Nobody's arguing that.
Oh, yeah.
I never saw it in 1984 when everybody at the schoolyard was talking about how hilarious it was. So that's good because I don't have,
yes.
It's like Johnny Dangerously, I could never go back and watch that again.
That reminds me of this kid in the playground who swore to me that Logan's Run was better than Star Wars. He was lying.
Wow.
That kid was sent to jail later.
Hello.
Hello, Joe.
There he is.
Hey.
He's made of steel.
He's not a real guy.
He's a robot.
Or not.
Why is he black this time? Because I wanted him to be perfect. Now, Andy, you know I am a big believer in podcasting as therapy, and this is it's not a podcast unless you record it, and then we do the therapy, and then we release the therapy and inflict it on others.
Show us where the bad movie touched you.
What happens is other people watch it, and their pain, they absorb our pain, and it becomes their pain, and we become immortal. And like gods.
I need my pain.
So what you're saying is we spread pain to our audience. That's nice. That's good.
All right.
And sometimes people almost drive into ditches as a result.
But yes, well.
Indeed. Here we go.
Recording.
I just want to take one sidebar and say Spaceballs could have used a few more jokes. But anyway.
One would have been a good start.
Mel Brooks movie that really could use good more ones. Jokes.
Didn't you see the size of his helmet? It was huge.
And then they called him Dark
the
Helmet.
And I'm not saying Spaceballs is good at all. I'm just saying it's trying really hard.
Yeah. Oh, man, it's trying so hard.
You know, it's
hard.
Like jokes, huh? That was a joke, huh?
It's recognizably a comedy.
Although I will say I'm still haunted by the final shot in the Fantastic Four movie where it's just, you know, it's the wedding of Reed and Sue, and they're driving off in the limousine, and it's this ridiculous hand waving out of the sunroof of the limousine.
Roger, watch this. We got two quotes. It cost $20 more to rent a limo with a sunroof. Get the one with the sunroof. It'll pay off big. Trust me on this. I'm the auteur.
You're talking about the best Fantastic Four movie that's ever been made.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, my God.
That's a high
bar. We'll
get
to those. Patty Maloney. That's who it is.
Okay.
That sounds familiar.
Yeah.
She's been in stuff.
She used to do like all kinds of like Sid and Marty Krofft stuff. And
that's it. That's where I know her from.
She was in the Addams Family movie. Oh, God. What else was she in? Here, let's look at IMDb.
No,
she
let's
was
not.
In Star Trek Voyager.
She was in an episode of Star Trek Voyager.
How
so
exciting.
this is
wasn't she actually Sigmund of Sigmund and the Sea Monsters?
She dressed up as Twiki.
Oh no,
Felix.
She was in Far Out Space Nuts. That's where.
Yes, she was Honk.
That's right.
Far Out Space Nuts.
That's a fun sentence.
Now you're just making things up.
Oh my God.
She was Honk.
All right. She was Honk.
Wait a minute. She was Twiki.
Beady, 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 beady,
when Felix Silla wasn't Twiki, she was Twiki.
She was backup Twiki.
She was
stunt Twiki.
Second unit Twiki.
The second best Twiki.
She was
Twiki's girlfriend in the one where Twiki had a girlfriend.
Beady, beady, beady.
There are probably people who feel she was the best Twiki, right?
God.
Like, there are violent arguments about this subject.
I'm sure on the internet and record.
You know, each Twiki has so much to bring to the table. I really can't.
Guys, she played Lumpy.
Oh, that's it. That's why it sounds familiar.
What?
I just saw those credits.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
There. Now we've got our Star Wars holiday special.
Yeah, that's right.
Now it all makes sense.
I think it's. I think it's germane now to at this moment to point out. There's a photo from the Los Angeles Times archives that got posted here on Oscar Week about the cast of the Poseidon Adventure after Gene Hackman had won his Academy Award for another movie, but they're still filming as promotion for the Poseidon Adventure. Everyone on that show who had won an Academy Award, you know, Shelley Winters, Jack Albertson. It turns out there are like 14 people who have won Oscars who are on the Poseidon Adventure. So there's this wonderful picture of all of them on the set of Poseidon Adventure holding their Academy Awards, the star power that was fueling the Poseidon Adventure. Ice Pirates, also a lot of work, a lot of history behind these people, but maybe not quite so many.
And I did take a break in the middle of it tonight to watch the CBS Night of Comedy because I was curious about The Odd Couple. I want more from The Odd Couple. But anyway.
One of them is messy and one of them is clean.
This is going to be really great when we post this 3 weeks later. It's going to be awesome.
Remember The Odd Couple? This was before it was canceled.
Yeah.
That's right.
We might need to consider a movie with a colon in the title as
well. Oh,
well,
if you can come up with something, I guess we could do that instead.
I don't know if I can make it through Zardoz.
I've never seen Metal Storm, The Destruction of Jared Sin, or Ballistic X versus Sever, but I bet they're both great.
Titans? Come on. Like, this guy has something. I'm begging you.
You're curling into a fetal ball.
A red diaper. What are you talking about?
A red diaper and suspenders on the diaper. Uh-huh. Let's not back away from
hip
this.
Boots.
Alien mine.
Well, Steve, if you've got a colon topic, colon movie.
Oh, you know I've always got plenty of colon topics.
Super colon.
Not so much for the movies.
Species. Anything.
Leviathan.
Yep.
Oh, Leviathan.
Zardoz.
Brutal.
That was a rough one. It really was.
Zardoz.
I think I thought that thread was a joke. That's why.
No.
Hey, Star Trek the Motion Picture has a colon in it, doesn't it?
Oh, now.
Oh, I would love to say mean things about Star Trek in a socially acceptable environment.
In space!
Oh, well, I'm going to record that as a possible movie then, too, and we'll just decide this. So the next movie, I should announce it now. And for the month of March... Steve, is that colon cancer awareness month?
Why, Jason? Right? I believe it is colon cancer awareness month. You know that I'm up on all colon related issues.
I do know that. So our next selection in honor of colon cancer awareness month will be a movie from another decade and featuring a colon, and it will be from 1979, Star Trek: The Motion Picture.
The motionless picture.
It's kind of classy that they did the motion picture instead of the movie.
A subhead that could be applied to literally any movie.
Get ready for something.
The least interesting movie of all time to feature a V'ger.
How long is that list? Mr. Brady hair. That was great.
Yeah.
The movie adventure is just beginning.
All right. Maybe we'll do...
It's fun.
Maybe we'll do that and then put off Zardoz.
2010. What about 2010? That's big. It's the same. I guess it's
2010.
The same,
yeah.
But we'll get to that.
I would kind of. Yeah.
Yes, it
does.
We
make contact.
I'm capable of not liking a movie with Bob Balaban and Third Rock from the Sun guy.
John Lithgow.
Bob Balaban.
Helen Mirren as the grumpy Russian.
Captain. Helen Mirren. I forgot.
I kind of like 2010. I'm sorry. I kind of like it.
I also remember liking Ice Pirates. Yeah, and I also even at a young age, I remember thinking, well, this is no friggin' 2001, I'll tell you that. Well,
John Lithgow was in 2010 and Buckaroo Banzai in the same year? Nice work.
Yeah. We should do Dune.
We'll get there.
Yeah.
Dune.
I will kill him.
I will probably actually defend Dune, because I think I've seen that recently.
I liked it.
I understand.
No colons in Dune.
I saw it in the theater, too.
Just small intestines.
Yeah, let's do Jodorowsky's Dune. I think that would confuse everybody.
That's a historic movie for me. It's one of only two movies I have ever actually walked out on, and that was the first one when I was like ten.
That movie had me transfixed, in the same way that a car crash perhaps might. But still, I would never get up from that movie because there's a lot to recommend.
There's
that movie
so much to look at, and I mean, I liked it, and I've never liked the books. I've never been able to get into the books.
I don't like the book. I do not like the book at all.
My parents liked the books, and they loved it. So, I don't know.
I have some bad news about your parents.
Yeah, well, my mother finally gave up after God Emperor of Dune, because she's like, it's a book from the point of view of a worm. Come on.
Yeah.
And that was it. She was done.
I remember reading, the first four books and loving them, and then giving up on the fifth. Then I went back recently, and I can't get 30 pages in. I don't know what happened.
No. Yeah.
Thank you, everybody. Send me your files. I'm sorry that I made... I had to watch it, too. It's not like I said, see you, suckers. I'm not watching
this.
The
next movie's not going to be soon, right? We're going to do, Ghost in the Shell or something good first.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and we already recorded the episode three episodes, so...
We need a sorbet.
We should have mentioned at some point, as a shout-out to Serenity, that what you watch in the future when you're a space pirate aboard a spaceship... is roller derby.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was going to say, it's like James Caan was out there just skating around.
we should do roller ball.
Roller, colon, ball.
That doesn't sound good.
Sounds another Bruce
it's about pens.
It's about pens. Okay. Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Click.